Fireworks explode in the sky around a tall, pointed castle. The words Walt Disney Pictures appears on the screen. A white lamp hops beside the word Pixar. The lamp stops and looks at the letter I before bouncing on the letter. As it squashes it, the words Animation Studios appears below. On the floor, there are buildings made from cardboard boxes. One says saloon on the front of it.
All right, everyone, this is a stick-up. Don't anybody move. Now empty that safe. Money, money, money.
Stop it, you mean old potato.
Quiet, Bo Peep, or your sheep get run over.
Help, help us.
The boy lifts a toy cowboy from the bed in his room.
Reach for the sky!
Oh no, Sheriff Woody!
I'm here to stop you, one-eyed Bart!
No! How'd you know it was me?
Are you gonna come quietly?
Can't touch me, Sheriff! I brought my attack dog with a built-in force field!
Well, I brought my dinosaur! Leech force field dog! You're going to jail, Bart! Say goodbye to the wife and tater tots.
A baby girl picks up the potato toy and starts bashing it against the railings of her cot.
You saved the day again, Woody.
You're my favorite deputy.
You got a friend in me.
Walt Disney Pictures presents Toy Story.
You got a friend in me.
Come on, let's wrangle up the cattle.
Holding Woody in his hand, the boy lassoes around a cardboard box with cows drawn on. The boy places Woody on a remote control car. The boy carries Woody on his shoulders down the corridor.
Big and stronger too. Come on, Woody. Maybe.
He places Woody on the stair banister. As Woody slides to the bottom, the boy catches him and gives Woody a hug. The boy runs into the living room with Woody in his arms. He throws him into an armchair, spinning it around. The boy places Woody in the front of the chair. He pulls the leg rest up and Woody flies through the air.
You got a friend in me.
All right.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Score!
You got a friend
wow,
in
cool.
me.
What do you think?
Oh, this looks great, Mom.
Okay, birthday boy. Yeah, I think that's gonna be enough.
Can we leave this up till we move?
Well, sure, we can leave it
up. Yeah.
Now go get Molly. Your friends are gonna be here any minute.
Okay. It's party time, Woody. Yee-haw!
Andy runs upstairs with Woody. He goes into his bedroom.
Howdy, little lady.
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
Come on, Molly. Oh, you're getting heavy. See you later, Woody.
Woody lies still on the bed as Andy leaves the room. After he is gone, Woody looks around before sitting up straight.
Pull my string. The birthday party's today? Okay, everybody. Coast is clear.
A cupboard door opens and a remote control car peers around the door. The potato man gets up from the floor.
Ages 3 and up. It's on my box. Ages 3 and up. I'm not supposed to be babysitting Princess Drool.
The remote control car drives around the bedroom as other toys start to move around. A fire truck is lifted off its side and then drives off.
Hey, Ham, look, I'm Picasso.
I don't get it.
You uncultured swine. What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Hey, Sarge, have you seen Slinky?
Sir, no, sir!
Okay, hey, thank you. At ease. Hey, Slinky?
Right here, Woody. I'm red this time.
No, Slink.
Oh, well, all right. You can be red if you want.
Not now, Slink. I got some bad news.
Bad news?
Just gather everyone up for a staff meeting and be happy.
Got it.
Be happy. Staff meeting, everybody. Snake, robot, podium duty. Hey, Etch. Draw. Oh! Got me again. Etch, you've been working on that draw. Fastest knobs in the West.
I got a staff meeting, you guys. Come on, let's go.
Now, where is that? Oh. Hey, who moved my doodle pad way over here? Now, how you doing, Rex?
Were you scared? Tell me honestly.
I was close to being scared that time.
Oh, I'm going for fearsome here, but I just don't feel it. I think I'm just coming off as annoying.
Ow! Oh, hi, Bo. Hi.
I wanted to thank you, Woody, for saving my flock.
Oh, hey, it was, nothing.
What do you say I get someone else to watch the sheep tonight?
Hell yeah.
Remember, I'm just a couple of blocks away.
Come on, come on. Smaller toys up front. Hey, Woody, come on.
Woody steps up onto a podium and is handed a microphone from a toy.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Okay. Oh, whoa. Step back.
Just... Crying out loud.
There you go. Thank you. Hello? Check. That better? Great. Everybody hear me? Up on the shelf? Can you hear me? Great. Okay. First item today. Oh, yeah. Has everyone picked a moving buddy?
What? Moving buddy? You can't be serious.
Well, I didn't know we were supposed to have one already.
We have to hold hands.
Oh, yeah. You guys think this is a big joke. We've only got 1 week left before the move. I don't want any toys left behind. A moving buddy. If you don't have one, get one. All right, next. Oh, yes. Tuesday night's plastic corrosion awareness meeting was, I think, a big success, and we want to thank Mr. Spell for putting that on for us. Thank you, Mr. Spell.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, yes, one minor note here. Andy's birthday party has been moved to today.
What do you mean the party's today? His birthday's not till next week.
What's going on down there? Is Mom losing her marbles?
Well, obviously, she wanted to have the party before the move. I'm not worried. You shouldn't be worried.
Of course Woody ain't worried. He's been Andy's favorite since kindergarten. Hey, hey, come on, potato head. If Woody says it's all right, then, well, darn it, it's good enough for me. Woody has never steered us wrong before.
Come on, guys. Every Christmas and birthday we go through this.
But what if Andy gets another dinosaur? A mean one. I just don't think I can take that kind of rejection.
Hey, listen, no one's getting replaced. This is Andy we're talking about. It doesn't matter how much we're played with. What matters is that we're here for Andy when he needs us. That's what we're made for, right?
Pardon me. I hate to break up the staff meeting, but they're here! Birthday guests at 3 o'clock!
Stay calm, everyone!
All the toys panic and barge past Woody.
Meeting adjourned.
Oh, boy. Can you take a look at all those presents?
I can't see a thing.
Yes, sir. We're next month's garage sale fodder for sure.
Any dinosaur-shaped ones?
Oh, for crying out loud. They're all in boxes, you idiot.
They're getting bigger.
Wait, there's a nice little one over there.
The toys scream as they stand on the window ledge.
All right. If I send out the troops, will you all calm down?
Yes, we promise.
Okay, save your batteries.
Hey, very good, Woody. That's using the old noodle.
Sergeant? Establish a recon post downstairs. Code red. You know what to do.
Yes, sir. All right, men. You heard him. Code red. Repeat. We are at code red. Recon plan Charlie. Execute. Let's move. Move.
The toys look on as the miniature army men march towards the bedroom door. One army man slowly opens the door and checks the dark hallway before signaling the rest of the men. They march out of the room carrying a walkie-talkie.
Everyone in the living room, it's almost time for the presents.
As one of the army men spies downstairs, he signals his fellow soldiers. Two of them jump off the ledge and parachute down onto the downstairs floor. A skipping rope is then dropped down. The rest of the soldiers slide down on the rope.
All right, gangway.
And this is how we find out what is in those presents.
Okay, who's hungry? Here come the chips. I've got Cool Ranch and barbecue.
Ow! What in the world? Oh, I thought I told him to pick these up.
Shouldn't they be there by now? What's taking them so long?
Hey, these guys are professionals. They're the best. Come on, they're not lying down on the job.
The toy soldiers get up from the floor and continue to march down the hallway as one of the toys struggles on the floor.
Go on without me. Just go!
A good soldier never leaves a man behind.
The army men upstairs slowly drop the walkie-talkie onto the floor using the skipping rope. They lift the walkie-talkie into a plant pot. As the other soldiers drag the injured man down the hallway, they climb into the plant pot.
This is it!
Quiet,
quiet, quiet, quiet!
All right. Andy's opening the first present now.
Mrs. Potato Head! Mrs. Potato Head! Mrs. Potato Head! Hey, I can dream, can't I?
The bow's coming off. He's ripping the wrapping paper. It's a lunchbox. We've got a lunchbox here.
A lunchbox?
Lunchbox?
For lunch.
Okay, second present. It appears to be... Okay, it's bed sheets.
Who invited that kid?
Oh, only one left.
Okay, we're on the last present now.
Last present!
It's a big one. It's a board game. Repeat, Battleship.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry there, old spudhead.
Mission accomplished. Well done, man. Pack it up. We're going home.
So did I tell you? Huh? Nothing to worry about.
I knew you were right all along, Woody. Never doubted you for a second.
Wait a minute. Oh, what do we have here?
Wait! Turn that thing back on!
Come in, Mother Bird. Come in, Mother Bird. Mom has pulled a surprise present from the closet. And he's opening it.
He's really excited about this one.
Mom!
It's a huge package. Oh, get out! One of the kids is in the
way. I can't see you.
It's a what? What is it?
Oh, no! You big lizard! Now I'll never know what it is!
Way to go, Rex!
No! Turn him around! Turn him around!
Oh, he's putting him in back. Yeah, you're putting him in backwards.
Plus is positive, minus is negative! Oh, let me!
Let's put him on, guys!
Red alert! Red alert! Andy is coming upstairs!
Gah! There!
Sergeant, repeat! Resume your positions now!
Andy's coming, everybody! Back to your places! Hurry!
Get your place!
Where's my ear? Who's in my ear? Did you see my ear?
As the excited children run up the stairs, the toys get into their normal positions. Woody lies on the bed. The boys barge into the room and take no notice of the toys.
Hey, look! It's Later's light up!
Take that, Zergs!
Quick, make a space! This is where the spaceship lands! And because the battery does a karate chop action!
Calm down, guys! Time for games!
The children run out of the room. The cupboard door slowly opens and the toys start to peer out.
What is it?
Can you see
what
it?
What the heck is up there?
Woody, who's up there with you?
Woody, what are you doing under the bed?
Nothing. I'm sure Andy was just a little excited, that's all. Too much cake and ice cream, I suppose. It's just a mistake.
Well, that mistake is sitting in your spot, Woody.
Have you been replaced?
Hey, what did I tell you earlier? No one is getting replaced. Now let's all be polite and give whatever it is up there a nice, big Andy's room welcome.
Woody climbs up onto the bed. His mouth opens wide as he looks at the tall white figure. The new toy standing on the bed looks around through his spacesuit, with his hands on his hips. Ooh.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me?
Why don't they answer?
My ship!
This'll take weeks to repair.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 4072. My ship is run off course en route to Sector 12. I've crash landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Whoa! Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot, see? The bed here.
Local law enforcement. It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake, because you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do people still use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
Well, let's see. We got double A's.
Watch yourself. Halt, who goes there?
Don't shoot.
It's okay.
Friends.
Do you know these life forms?
Yes. They're Andy's toys.
All right, everyone, you're clear to come up. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Now, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Say, what's that button do?
I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh. Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pull strike. Only
it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, no. Actually, I'm stationed up in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4. As a member of the elite Universe Protection Unit of the Space Ranger Corps, I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg, sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, really? I'm from Play School.
And I'm from Mattel. Well, I'm not really from Mattel. I'm actually from a smaller company that was purchased in a leveraged buyout. Well, I don't really...
You think they'd never seen a new toy before?
Well, sure. Look at him. He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
Please be careful. You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser? How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
All right, that's enough. Look, we're all very impressed with Andy's new toy.
Toy?
T-O-Y. Toy.
Excuse me. I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
The word I'm searching for, I can't say, because there's preschool toys present.
Getting kind of tense, aren't you?
Oh, Mr. Lightyear, now I'm curious. What does a space ranger actually do?
He's not a space ranger. He doesn't fight evil or shoot lasers or fly.
Excuse me.
Oh, impressive wingspan. Very good.
Oh, what? What? These are plastic. He can't fly.
They are a pterillium carbonic alloy, and I can fly.
No, you can't.
Yes. I can.
You can.
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 I tell you, I could fly around this room with my eyes closed.
Okay, then, Mr. Lightbeer, prove it.
All right, then I will. Stand back, everyone.
Buzz walks across the bed and climbs up onto one of the stands. Woody shakes his head.
To infinity and beyond!
Buzz dives off the bedpost. He lands headfirst onto the ball, which bounces him back into the air. Buzz lands on a toy car. The car rolls down the track with Buzz still on it. Buzz flies through the air. His back gets caught on a toy plane hanging from the bedroom ceiling. Buzz falls and lands on the bed, besides Woody and the other toys.
Can.
Whoa!
Oh, wow, you flew magnificently.
I found my moving buddy.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
That wasn't flying. That was falling with style.
Man, the dolls must really go for you. Can you teach me that?
Golly, Bob, howdy.
Oh, shut up. You know, in a couple of days, everything will be just the way it was. They'll see. They'll see. I'm still Andy's favorite toy.
Andy jumps on his bed with Woody in his hand. He holds Woody up and shakes his arms, playing. On Andy's wall, there are pictures of Woody and a horse. Andy then places Woody on the floor beside a bank made from a cardboard box. He holds Buzz's arm out and shines the laser at Woody before hitting Woody over.
Now all of a sudden, some strange things are happening.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue!
Woody looks shocked as the cowboy posters on Andy's bedroom wall are replaced with posters and pictures of Buzz. Woody looks down at the bed, which is covered with a Buzz Lightyear duvet cover. Buzz stands next to Rex as he tries to roar. Buzz adjusts his posture before Rex tries roaring once again. This time it is a loud roar and Mr. Potato Head's facial features are blown off. Woody looks at Buzz, who is styling a toy's pink hair with a comb. As some of the toys lift weights, Mr. Potato Head goes to lift a bar of weights. Both his arms pop off and he falls onto his back. Woody spots Slinky walking around the bed. He looks around to see him help lift Buzz's spaceship onto a pile of wooden blocks. Woody turns looking angry. He kicks a board game and one of the playing pieces flies and hits the drawer. It rebounds and hits him in the mouth. Buzz sits on the bed tickling under Slinky's chin. As he does so, Slinky's tail waggles, hitting Woody in the face. On the other side of the bed, Woody pushes his back legs off the bed, making Slinky fall off. Andy puts his toys away in a big wooden chest. He holds Woody and Buzz in his hands. Buzz ends up sleeping in the bed with Andy as Woody stares from the wooden chest on the other side of the room.
Oh, finally. Ugh. Hey, who's got my hat?
Look, I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Give me that.
Say there, lizard and stretchy dog. Let me show you something. It looks as though I've been accepted into your culture. Your chief, Andy, inscribed his name on me.
Wow! With permanent ink, too!
Well, I must get back to repairing my ship.
Don't let it get to you, Woody.
Let what? I don't, what do you mean? Who?
I know Andy's excited about Buzz, but you know, he'll always have a special place for you.
Yeah, like the attic.
All right, that's it.
Unidirectional bonding strip.
Mr. Lightyear wants more tape.
Listen, Light Snack, you stay away from Andy. He's mine, and no one is taking him away from me.
What are you talking about?
Where's that bonding strip?
And another thing, stop with this spaceman thing. It's getting on my nerves.
Are you saying you want to lodge a complaint with Star Command?
Oh, okay. Ooh, well, so you want to do it the hard way, huh?
Don't even think about it, cowboy.
Oh, yeah? Tough guy?
As Woody pushes Buzz's spacesuit, his helmet opens. Buzz falls to his knees, choking and holding his neck.
The air isn't toxic. How dare you open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet? My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
You actually think you're the Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, all this time I thought it was an act. Hey, guys, look! It's the real Buzz Lightyear!
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no, 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 no. Buzz, look, an alien!
Where?
Ah! He was at summer camp.
They must have kicked him out early this year.
Oh, no, not Sid.
Who is it this time?
I can't tell. Hey, where's Lenny?
Right here, Woody.
Oh, no, I can't bear to watch one of these again. Oh, no. It's a combat, Carl.
What's going on?
Nothing that concerns you spacemen. Just us toys.
I'd better take a look anyway. Why is that soldier strapped to an explosive device?
That's why. Sid.
Ooh, sure's a hairy fella.
No, no, that's Scud, you idiot. That is Sid.
You mean that happy child?
That ain't no happy child.
He tortures toys just for fun!
Well, then we've got to do something.
What are you doing? Get down from there!
I'm gonna teach that boy a lesson.
Yeah, sure, you go ahead. Melt him with your scary laser.
Be careful with that. It's extremely dangerous.
He's lighting it. Hit the dirt! Look out!
The toys hide behind the window as rubble from the explosion hits the house.
Yes! He's gone! He's history!
I could have stopped him.
Buzz, I would love to see you try. Of course, I'd love to see you as a crater.
The sooner we move, the better.
A for sale sign sits at the front of the house. Andy plays in his room.
To infinity and beyond!
Oh, all this packing makes me hungry. What would you say to dinner at, Pizza Planet?
Pizza Planet? Oh, cool!
Go wash your hands, and I'll get Molly ready.
Can I bring some toys?
You can bring one toy.
Just one?
One toy?
Woody sits on the desk. He picks up a fortune ball that is beside him.
Will Andy pick me?
Don't count on it! Oh!
Woody throws the black ball. It rolls along and falls behind the desk. Woody looks down the gap between the desk and the wall at the fortune ball. Woody turns and looks at Buzz with a mysterious look. He then looks at the remote control car beside Buzz.
Buzz! Oh, Buzz! Buzz Lightyear! Buzz Lightyear, thank goodness! We've got trouble!
Trouble? Where?
Down there! Just down there! A helpless toy! He's trapped, Buzz!
Then we've no time to lose!
As Buzz runs to rescue the toy, Woody picks up the remote control for the car.
I don't see anything!
He's there! Just keep looking!
Woody tries to hit Buzz with the car, but he dies out of the way. The car knocks into a pinboard. Pins begin to fall and almost hit Buzz. The board hits into a globe. The globe starts to roll towards Buzz. He rolls out of the way. The globe hits a lamp which spins around, knocking Buzz out of the window.
Buzz! Buzz!
I don't see him in the driveway. I think he bounced into Sid's yard.
Buzz!
Hey, everyone! RC's trying to say something!
What is it, boy? He's saying that this was no accident.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean Humpty Dumpty was pushed.
No.
By Woody.
What?
Wait a minute. You don't think I meant to knock Buzz out the window, do you, Potato Head?
That's Mr. Potato Head to you, you backstabbing murderer.
No, it was an accident, guys. Come on. Now, you gotta believe me.
We believe you, Woody. Right, Rex?
I don't like confrontations.
Where is your honor, dirtbag? You are an absolute disgrace. You don't deserve to. Hey!
Couldn't handle Buzz cutting in on your playtime, could you, Woody? Didn't want to face the fact that Buzz just might be Andy's new favorite toy. So you got rid of him. Well, what if Andy starts playing with me more, Woody, huh? You're gonna knock me out of the window, too?
I don't think we should give him the chance.
Here he is, Ben! Drag him!
Let's string him up by his pull string!
I got dibs on his head!
Would you boys stop it?
Tackle him!
No! Wait! I can explain everything!
Hey, Mom! Be right down! I've gotta get Buzz!
Retreat!
Andy walks into the bedroom as Woody lies on the desk.
Mom, do you know where Buzz is?
No, I haven't seen him. Andy, I'm heading out the door.
But Mom, I can't find him.
Honey, just grab some other toy. Now, come on.
Okay.
Andy grabs Woody and walks out of his room.
I couldn't find my Buzz. I know I left him right there.
Honey, I'm sure he's around. You'll find him.
As Andy walks around the car with Woody in his hand, Buzz pops out from a hedge. Buzz runs as the car starts. He jumps and hangs onto the rear bumper as the car drives off.
It's too short! We need more monkeys!
There aren't any more! That's the whole barrel! Buzz, the monkeys aren't working! We're formulating another plan! Stay calm! Where could he be?
A sign spins around outside a gas station. A blue people carrier drives out of the station. Woody lies on the back seat.
Can I help pump the gas?
Sure. I'll even let you drive.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you're 16.
Yep. Funny, Mom.
Oh, great. How am I going to convince those guys it was an accident?
Buzz! Buzz! Ha! You're alive! This is great! Oh! I'm saved! Andy will find you here. He'll take us back to the room, and then you can tell everyone that this was all just a big mistake. Huh? Right? Buddy?
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet, are we?
No.
Buzz tackles Woody, and they fall out of the car. They roll under the car, fighting.
Okay, come on! You want a piece of me?
Buzz punches Woody and his head spins around. Woody jumps at Buzz and starts hitting him in the face.
Ow! Buzz, Lightyear to the rescue.
Ow!
Stop!
Pizza Planet, yeah!
Andy!
Buzz and Woody get up from the floor as the car drives away from the gas station.
Doesn't he realize that I'm not there? I'm lost. Oh, I'm a lost toy.
Buzz Lightyear, mission log. The local sheriff and I seem to be at a huge refueling station of some sort.
You!
A large green lorry drives into the gas station. As Buzz runs away, Woody falls to the floor and lies still. One of the lorry's tires rolls ever closer to Woody. The wheel stops and Woody shuffles away and walks into Buzz.
According to my Nava computer, the...
Shut up! Just shut up, you idiot!
Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic! I'm lost, Andy is gone. They're gonna move from their house in 2 days and it's all your fault!
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place...
Oh, yeah. Well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me...
Don't talk to me about importance. Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you talking about?
Right now, poised at the edge of the galaxy, Emperor Zurg has been secretly building a weapon with the destructive capacity to annihilate an entire planet. I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command!
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear, you're an action figure! You are a child's plaything!
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. Farewell.
Oh yeah? Well, good riddance, you loony! Rendezvous with Star Command. It's a planet. Andy! Oh, no. I can't show my face in that room without Buzz. Buzz! Buzz, come back!
Go away.
No! Buzz, you gotta come back! I found a spaceship!
It's a spaceship, Buzz!
Come on, man, hurry up. I'm like, the pizzas are getting cold here.
Cutting Boulevard.
Yeah, which way?
Now, you're sure this space freighter will return to its port of origin once it jettisons its food supply?
Uh-huh. And when we get there, we'll be able to find a way to transport you home.
Well, then, let's climb aboard.
No, wait, Buzz! Let's get in the back! No one will see us there!
Negative. There are no restraining harnesses in the cargo area. We'll be much safer in the cockpit.
Yeah, but... Buzz!
It's two left.
Buzz!
And a right, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the directions, okay?
Remember, get
Buzz!
As the Pizza Planet truck's engine starts, Woody runs to the back of the truck. He climbs onto the bumper and in through the back window. Buzz sits on the front seat with the seatbelt on.
Safer in the cockpit than a cargo bay. What an idiot.
As the truck speeds off, Woody is flung back. The truck then sharply turns a corner and Woody smashes his face against the window. As the truck drives up a steep slope, rubbish in the back starts to slide down towards Woody. A toolbox slides down towards Woody. The truck speeds towards the Pizza Planet.
Next shuttle liftoff scheduled for T-minus 30 minutes and counting.
You are clear to enter. Welcome to Pizza Planet.
Sheriff! Sheriff? There you are. Now, the entrance is heavily guarded. We need a way to get inside. Great idea, Woody. I like your thinking.
You are clear to enter. Welcome to the Pizza Planet.
Quickly, Sheriff! The airlock is closing.
Oh! Watch where you're going!
Sorry!
Buzz and Woody find a hiding place and take off their disguises. Buzz looks out in amazement at the Pizza Planet games room.
What a spaceport!
Good work, Woody.
Buzz and Woody look around as the children play on space-themed games.
Mom, can I play Black Hole? Please, please, please.
Andy!
Now, we need to find a ship that's headed for Sector 12.
Wait a minute. No, Buzz. This way. There's a special ship. I just saw it.
You mean it has hyperdrive?
Hyperactive hyperdrive. And astro, turf.
Where is it? I don't see it.
Come on, that's it. Spaceship! All right, Buzz, get ready. And...
the universe explodes.
Okay, Buzz, when I say go, we're gonna jump in the basket. Buzz! No! This cannot be happening to me.
Buzz climbs into the toy machine. He jumps down into a crowd of green aliens.
A stranger from the outside.
Greetings. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
The green aliens surround Buzz and hold their hands up at him. Woody follows Buzz and jumps into the toy machine. Now boarding,
counter three. This is an intergalactic emergency. I need to commandeer your vessel to Sector 12. Who's in charge here?
The Claw! The Claw is our master. The Claw chooses who will go and who will stay.
This is ludicrous.
Hey, Bozo, you got a brain in there? Take that!
Oh, no! Sid! Get down!
What's gotten into you, Sheriff? I was...
You are the one that decided to climb into this...
The Claw. It moves.
The Claw drops down and grabs one of the aliens.
I have been chosen. Farewell, my friends. I go on to a better place.
Gotcha. A Buzz Lightyear? No way!
Woody pushes his way through the green aliens to a door at the side of the machine. As he pushes the door open, the Claw drops down again and grabs Buzz.
Hey!
He has been chosen.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop it! Stop again, zealots!
All right, double prizes!
Let's go home and play.
Sid holds Buzz and Woody in each hand as he laughs to himself. He skateboards up to his house with Buzz and Woody in his bag.
Sheriff, I can see your dwelling from here. You're almost home.
Nirvana is coming. The mystic portal awaits.
Will you be quiet? You guys don't get it, do you? Once we go into Sid's house, we won't be coming out.
Oh, Scott, hey, boy. Sid, good boy. Hey, I got something for you,
Freeze.
Boy. Ready, set, go! Anna! Hey, Anna!
What?
Did I get my package in the mail?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, no, Hannah!
What?
Look, Janie!
Hey!
She's sick!
No, she's not!
Let's perform one of my operations!
No.
Not Sid's room,
no.
Not there.
We have a sick patient here, nurse. Prepare the OR. Stat! Patient is prepped. No one's ever attempted a double bypass brain transplant before. Now for the tricky part. Pliers!
I don't believe that man's ever been to medical school.
Doctor, you've done it!
Hannah!
Jeannie's all better now. Lying! Whatever she says, it's not true!
Buzz and Woody peer out of the bag. They look around the dark room. A lava lamp has a toy's head floating around in it.
We are gonna die. I'm out of here!
Woody jumps onto the door, hanging from the handle.
Locked! There's gotta be another way out of here.
As Woody creeps away from the door, a yo-yo rolls out from under the bed. Woody picks up a pencil and continues to walk.
Buzz?
Was that you?
As he shakes at the knees, Woody drops the pencil and picks up a torch. He shines it under the bed.
Hey, hi there, little fella. Come out here. Do you know a way out of here?
The baby doll's head walks out from under the bed. It has 8 metal spider legs as feet. It turns to Woody and shows it only has 1 eye. Woody turns with a horrified look on his face. A green hand comes out from the jack-in-the-box and starts dragging itself across the floor. More toys come out from under the bed and past Woody. A hand from one of the deformed toys turns off Woody's light. He screams and climbs back onto the bed. Buzz and Woody look down from the bed as the deformed toys grab the doll and drag her back under the bed.
They're cannibals.
Mayday, mayday. Come in, Star Command. Send reinforcements. Star Command, do you copy? I've set my laser from stun to kill.
Ah, great, great. Yeah, and if anyone attacks us, we can blink them to death.
Hey, you guys, I think I found him. Buzz, is that you?
Whiskers, will you get out of here? You're interfering with a search and rescue.
Look, they're home.
The toys look out from the window as Andy gets out of the car.
Mom, have you seen Woody?
Where was the last place you left him?
Right here in the van.
Well, I'm sure he's there. You're just not looking hard enough.
He's not here, Mom. Woody's gone. Woody's gone?
Boy, the weasel ran away.
I told you he was guilty.
Who would have thought he was capable of such atrocities?
Oh, Slink, I hope he's okay.
Oh, a survivor! Where's the rebel base? Talk! I can see you're with us strong.
Well, we have ways of making you talk.
As Woody lies on the floor, Sid opens the window and starts to burn Woody's head using a magnifying glass.
Where are your rebel friends now?
Woody jumps up and runs towards a bowl of cereal. He dunks his head inside the bowl. Buzz takes his head out of the cereal.
Are you all right? I'm proud of you, Sheriff. A lesser man would have talked under such torture.
Sure hope this isn't permanent.
Still no word from Star Command. We're not that far from a spaceport.
The door! It's open! We're free!
What if you don't know what's out there?
I'll tell you what... They're gonna eat us, Buzz! Do something quick!
Shield your eyes! It's not working. I recharged it before I left. It should be good for
now. You idiot! You're a toy! Use your karate chop action! Get away!
Hey, how you doing there?
Stop that! Back, you savages! Back!
Woody, stop it!
Sorry, guys, but dinner's canceled. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home!
Woody suddenly stops running down the stairs as he sees Sid's dog sleeping on the floor. He starts to creep back up the stairs.
Another step like that, cowboy, you're gonna get us killed.
Don't tell me what to do.
Shh.
Buzz runs across the top of the stairs. He signals to Woody, who hesitates before getting on his knees and crawling towards Buzz. Woody stops and looks down the stairs at the dog sleeping. As he stands up, the pull cord on his back gets attached to a metal hook. As the dog walks up the stairs, Buzz and Woody both jump into different rooms. The dog sniffs at the door that Woody just closed. Buzz stands with his back to the door as the dog tries to stick its nose into the room. It looks up at a man asleep on an armchair and turns and walks away from the room.
Calling Buzz Lightyear! Come in, Buzz Lightyear! This is Star Command. Buzz
Star
Lightyear,
Command!
Do you read me?
Buzz Lightyear responding. Read you loud and clear.
Buzz Lightyear, planet Earth needs your help.
On the way!
Buzz Lightyear!
The world's greatest superhero, now the world's greatest toy! Buzz has it all! Locking wrist communicator!
Calling Buzz Lightyear!
Karate chop action!
Wow!
uncharted space. This is a secret message in uncharted space.
And best of all, high pressure space wings.
To infinity and beyond.
Not a flying toy.
Get your Buzz Lightyear action figure and save a galaxy near you.
Buzz Lightyear.
Available at all Al's Toy Mountain outlets in the Tri-County area.
Buzz looks at his wrist. Before dropping his head, he walks out of the room and down the hall. He stops at the top of the stairs and stares at the window above. As he looks out the window, a bird flies past outside. Buzz rests his head against one of the metal poles above the stairs. He slowly looks up at the window again, this time with a determined look. He climbs the small metal fence to the top. He presses the red button on his chest, and his wings come out from his sides.
I could fly if I wanted to, like a bird in the sky. If I believed I could fly, why I'd fly.
To infinity and beyond.
Buzz jumps from the railings towards the window. Buzz starts to drop further away from the window. He slowly spins as he falls. Buzz smashes onto one of the steps, then falls onto the bottom floor. As he lies on his back, he looks to his left arm, which has been broken off from his body. He closes his eyes and rests his head back on the floor. Hannah picks Buzz up from the floor, a door opens upstairs, and Woody falls out from the room.
Buzz, the coast is clear. Buzz, where are you?
It's a secret mission in uncharted space. Let's go.
Really? That is so interesting. Would you like some tea, Mrs. Nesbitt?
Buzz!
It's so nice you could join us on such late notice.
Oh, no.
What a lovely hat, Mrs. Nesbitt. It goes quite well with your head.
Hannah! Oh, Hannah!
Mom? Please excuse me, ladies. I'll be right back. What is it, Mom? Mom, where are you?
Buzz! Hey, Buzz, are you okay?
Gone! It's all gone. All of it's gone. Bye-bye. Woo, see ya.
What happened to you?
1 minute you're defending the whole galaxy. And suddenly, you find yourself sucking down Darjeeling with
Marie Antoinette and her little sister.
I think you've had enough tea for today. Let's get you out of here, Buzz.
Don't you get it? You see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Snap out of it, Buzz!
I'm sorry. You're right. I am just a little depressed, that's all. I can get through this.
Oh, I'm a sham!
Shh,
look at me, Buzz. I can't even fly out of a window. But the hat looked good. Tell me the hat looked good. The apron is a bit much.
Out the window, Buzz, you're a genius. Come on, come on, this way.
Years of academy training wasted.
B3.
Miss.
G6.
Oh, you sunk it. Are you peeking?
Oh, quit your whining and pay up. No, not the ear. Give me the nose. Come on.
How about 3 out of 5?
Hey, guys! Guys! Hey!
Son of a building block! It's Woody!
He's in the psycho's bedroom.
Hi!
Everyone, it's Woody!
What? You're kidding!
Woody!
We're gonna get out of here, Buzz. Buzz?
Buzz sits on the floor playing with his detached arm.
You'd come back, Woody.
What are you doing over there?
It's a long story, Bo. I'll explain later. Here, catch this.
Whoa, I got it, Woody.
He got it, Woody. Good going, Slick. Now just tie it onto something.
Wait. I got a better idea. How about we don't? Hey.
Potato head.
Did you all take stupid pills this morning? Have you forgotten what he did to Buzz? And now you want to let him back over here?
No. You got it.
You got it all wrong, Potato Head. Buzz is fine. Buzz is right here. He's with me.
You are a liar.
No, I'm not. Buzz, come over here and you just tell the nice toys that you're not dead. Just a sec. Buzz, will you get up here and give me a hand? That's very funny, Buzz. This is serious!
Hey, Woody, where'd you go?
He's lying. Buzz ain't there.
Oh, hi, Buzz. Why don't you say hello to the guys over there?
Hiya, fellas, to infinity and beyond.
Hey, look, it's Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, let's show the guys our new secret best friend's handshake. Give me five, man.
Something screwy here.
So you see, we're friends now, guys. Aren't we, Buzz?
You bet. Give me a hug.
Oh, I love you, too.
See? It is Buzz. Now give back the lights, Potato Head.
Wait just a minute.
What are you trying to pull?
Nothing.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Murderer!
No!
You murdering
no,
dog!
No, it's not what you think, I swear!
Say that for the jury. I hope Sid pulls your voice box out, you creep.
No, don't leave! You gotta help us, Blitz! You don't know what it's like!
Come on, let's get out of here.
Go back to your lives, citizens. Show's over.
Slink, please, listen to me! Now come back!
Woody lies over the windowsill. He looks to the floor as the deformed toys start to surround Buzz.
Buzz! Go away! You disgusting freak! Ah! All right, back! Back, you cannibals! Ah! He is still alive, and you're not gonna get him, you monsters! Ready! Hey, they fixed you. But they're cannibals. We saw them eat those other toys.
Woody looks at the other toys, which have their heads taped back onto their bodies.
Sorry. I thought that you were gonna, you know, eat my friend. Hey, what's wrong?
Sid? No, Mom, I'm busy.
Sid! Buzz, come on, get up! Use your legs. Fine, let Sid trash it, but don't blame me.
It came. It finally came. The big one. Extremely dangerous. Keep out of reach of children. Cool. What am I gonna blow? Man, hey, where's that wimpy cowboy doll?
Sid looks around the room for Woody. He lifts up the blue crate from the ground, but he doesn't find Woody. He steps on Buzz's arm, then picks him up from the ground.
Yes! I've always wanted to put a spaceman into orbit.
Sid puts Buzz on the desk along with the blue crate which Woody is hiding in. Sid takes some duct tape from a toolbox. Sid rests his head against the window. Woody holds his head with relief.
Sid Phillips reporting. Launch of the shuttle has been delayed due to adverse weather conditions at the launch site. Tomorrow's forecast?
Sunny. Sweet dreams.
Andy lies in his bed.
I looked everywhere, honey, but all I could find was your hat.
What if we leave them behind?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'm sure we'll find Woody and Buzz before we leave tomorrow.
Andy's mum turns off the light and leaves the bedroom. A box labeled Andy's toys sits on the floor.
I need air!
Will you quit moving around?
I'm sorry. It's just that I get so nervous before I travel.
How did I get stuck with you as a moving buddy?
Everyone else was picked.
Beside the box, Bo Peep looks at Andy asleep.
Oh, Woody. If only you could see how much Andy misses you.
Rain pours down outside Sid's house. Inside, he is asleep in his bed with all of his clothes on.
Psst. Psst.
Woody throws a metal washer at Buzz's head.
Hey, get over here and see if you can get this toolbox off me. Oh, come on, Buzz. Buzz, I can't do this without you. I need your help.
I can't help. I can't help anyone.
Well, sure you can, Buzz. You can get me out of here, and then I'll get that rocket off you, and we'll make a break for Andy's house.
Andy's house, Sid's house. What's the difference?
Oh, Buzz, you've had a big fall. You must not be thinking clearly.
No, Woody. For the first time, I am thinking clearly. You were right all along. I'm not a Space Ranger. I'm just a toy, a stupid, little, insignificant toy.
Whoa, hey, wait a minute. Being a toy is a lot better than being a Space Ranger.
Yeah, right.
No, it is. Look, over in that house is a kid who thinks you are the greatest, and it's not because you're a Space Ranger, pal. It's because you're a toy. You are his toy.
But why would Andy want me?
Why would Andy want you? Look at you. You're a Buzz Lightyear. Any other toy would give up his moving parts just to be you. You've got wings. You glow in the dark. You talk. Your helmet does that whoosh thing. You are a cool toy. As a matter of fact, you're too cool. I mean, what chance does a toy like me have against a Buzz Lightyear action figure? All I can do is...
There's a snake in my boots!
Why would Andy ever want to play with me when he's got you? I'm the one that should be strapped to that rocket.
Woody sits down in the crate, looking away from Buzz. Buzz looks at the bottom of his shoe, which has Andy written on it. He looks back at Woody.
Listen, Buzz, forget about me. You should get out of here while you can.
Woody looks out at the crate to see Buzz is gone. He turns around looking downcast. He hears a noise above the crate.
Buzz, what are you doing? I thought you...
Come on, Sheriff. There's a kid over in that house who needs us. Now let's get you out of this thing.
Yes, sir. Come on, Buzz, we can do it.
A lorry pulls up outside Andy's house.
Woody, it's the moving van. We gotta get out of here now. Come on, Buzz. All right. Buzz, hey, I'm out.
Almost there.
I want to ride the pony.
Woody, are you all right? I'm fine. I'm okay.
The alarm clock goes off on the desk. Sid wakes up as the alarm clock falls off the desktop and onto the floor.
Oh, yeah! Time for liftoff! Woo! To infinity and beyond!
Woody runs for the door as it closes behind Sid. He dives and slides his arm in the front of the door.
Come on, Woody. Think. Guys! No, wait. Wait, listen, please. There's a good toy down there. He's gonna be blown to bits in a few minutes. All because of me. We've gotta save him. But I need your help.
Woody stands in the middle of the bedroom looking sad.
Please. He's my friend. He's the only one I've got.
The baby doll's head walks out from the shadows and taps on a metal pole. Woody smiles as the rest of the deformed toys start to walk towards him.
Thank you. Okay, I think I know what to do. We're going to have to break a few rules, but if it works, it'll help everybody.
As a delivery man moves the last of Andy's toys from his room, he stands there looking downcast, holding his cowboy hat and Buzz's spaceship.
launch pad is being constructed.
All right, listen up. I need Pump Boy here, Ducky here. Legs, you're with Ducky. Roller Bob and I don't move till we get the signal. Clear? Okay, let's move!
As the dog barks outside Sid's bedroom door, Ducky and Legs open the vent in the wall and walk through the tunnels. Woody gets onto Sid's skateboard.
Wind the frog!
A toy car winds the frog up. The toys work together to get the jack-in-the-box's hand on the door handle. The toy car signals to Woody, who then puts his thumb up. Ducky and Legs pull the light bulb out of the porch ceiling.
Wait for the signal.
Legs lowers Ducky down through the light bulb hole. Ducky swings backwards and forwards, gathering momentum. Eventually, he reaches the doorbell.
Go! All right, let's go! Now!
I'm coming!
Hannah opens the front door. Ducky sits on the doorstep. The dog runs down the stairs, chasing after the toy frog. He knocks Hannah over.
Stupid dog!
As Hannah walks away from the door, Woody flies down the stairs on a skateboard with some of the other toys.
Lean back!
Mission Control, is the launch pad construction complete? Roger. Rockets now secure for guide fire. We are currently seeing the ignition sticks. Countdown will commence momentarily. Stand by.
Let's go!
Hey, Mom! Where are the matches? Oh, wait, here they are. Never mind!
Woody, great! Help me out of this thing. Shh! What? It's okay. Everything's under control. Woody, what are you doing?
Houston, all systems are go. Requesting permission to launch. Hey, how'd you get out here? Oh, well, you and I can have a cookout later. Houston, do we have permission to launch? Roger, permission granted. You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds. In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Sid's toys start moving towards him. The army soldiers walk out of the mud. The three-eyed green alien gets up from under the dog bowl. The deformed baby head lands on Sid's hair, which scares him. A hand grabs Sid's foot. He screams.
So play nice. We get it! We get it!
Yes! The toys! The toys are alive! Nice toy!
What's wrong, Sid? Do you want to play with Sally?
Nice work, fellas. Good job. Coming out of the ground. What a touch. That was a stroke of genius.
Woody! Thanks.
Everybody say bye, house!
Woody the van!
Bye, house!
We gotta roll things, guys!
Woody and Buzz run for Andy's car.
Quick!
Get it!
Just go, I'll catch up!
Woody runs back for Buzz and helps him through the fence. They both sprint after the car as it drives onto the road. As they watch the car drive away, the delivery lorry drives over them. Buzz and Woody lie in the road as the lorry passes them.
Come on!
As Buzz and Woody run down the road chasing the lorry, Sid's dog lies in the porch. He gets up and growls at them. Buzz jumps and climbs up a rope hanging from the back of the lorry.
You can do it, Woody!
I made it!
Get away, you stupid dog! Down, down!
Hold on, Woody!
I can't do it!
Take care of Andy for me!
No!
Woody climbs up the rope as Sid's dog bites Buzz. As the lorry approaches a red light, Woody tries to open the rear door of the lorry. As the lorry stops, the door slides open with Woody hanging from it. Woody spots a box labeled Andy's Toys. Back on the road, Sid's dog throws Buzz under a car.
Ow! Are we there already?
Woody!
Woody!
How did you?
How did you get here?
Where have you? What happened?
Ow! What's going on? What's he taking?
Aha! There you are!
Hey, what's he doing?
He's at it again!
Woody drives the remote control car under the car to Buzz. The lights turn green and the lorry starts to move again.
Get him!
Andy's toys tip over the box and start to attack Woody. The remote control car drives away from the dog.
Big fire!
The remote control car flies through the air and lands back in the road out of control. The lorry drives through a junction. Buzz looks in fear as the remote control car draws closer to the busy junction. The car misses all the traffic, but the dog doesn't. It gets trapped by the traffic.
No, please! You don't understand! Buzz is out there! We gotta help him! No!
Toss him overboard!
No, 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 wait! Yeah. Hooray!
So long, Woody!
Remote control car drives closer to the lorry as the lift starts to lower towards the road.
Look out! Quick, hold on to my tail!
Slinky jumps down onto the ramp. He reaches out for Woody.
Attaboy, Slink! Woody! Woody, speed up!
Speed up!
The batteries! They're running out! Ow, 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 ow!
As the remote control car slows down, the lorry gets further away. Slinky's body stretches. As the lorry goes round a corner, the remote control car slides out wide.
I can't hold on much longer!
Slink, hang on!
Ouch!
The remote control car slowly comes to a stop with Buzz and Woody sitting on it. The lorry drives into the distance.
Great!
Woody, the rocket! The match!
Yes! Thank you, Sid!
A car drives past and blows the match out that Woody lit.
No! No, no! 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 No!
The light shining through Buzz's helmet starts to burn Woody's hand. He looks up at Buzz and smiles before grabbing onto him and pointing the light at the fuse.
Woody, what are you doing?
Hold still, Buzz!
You did it! Next stop, Andy!
Wait a minute. I just lit a rocket. Rockets explode!
The rocket on Buzz's back explodes, and the remote control car speeds down the road after the lorry.
Should've held on longer.
Look, look, it's Woody and Buzz coming up fast!
The rocket starts to lift Buzz into the air. He holds onto Woody, who holds onto the car, as they fly towards the lorry.
Take cover! This is the part where we blow up!
Not today!
Buzz presses a button on his chest and his wings come out of his back. As the rocket explodes, Buzz and Woody fall from the sky.
This isn't flying, this is falling with style.
To infinity and beyond!
Buzz and Woody glide towards the truck, but they carry on past it.
Buzz, we missed the truck!
We're not aiming for the truck!
They fly through the car's sunroof and land in a box next to Andy.
Hey, wow!
What is it?
Woody, Buzz!
Oh, great, you found them. Where were they?
Here in the car!
See? Now, what did I tell you? Right where you left them.
Buzz and Woody wink at each other. It's snowing outside a house. Inside, Andy opens his Christmas presents.
Which one can I open first?
Let's let Molly open one.
Army soldiers hide in the Christmas tree.
Frankincense, this is Myrrh.
Hey, heads up, everybody! It's showtime!
Oh, it's time!
Bo, there's got to be a less painful way to get my attention.
Merry Christmas, Sheriff.
Say, isn't that mistletoe?
Mm-hmm.
Oof! Maybe Andy will get another dinosaur, like a leaf eater. That way I could play the dominant predator.
Quiet, everyone, quiet!
Holly's first present is Mrs. Potato Head. Repeat, Mrs. Potato Head.
Way to go, Idaho!
Gee, I better shave.
Come in, Frankincense. Andy is now opening his first present.
Buzz Lightyear, you are not worried, are you?
Me? No, no. No, 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 no.
A large box. It's...
Are you?
Now, Buzz, what could Andy possibly get that is worse than you?
The End, directed by John Lasseter, written by Pete Docter and John Lasseter, starring Tom Hanks as Woody, Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear, and John Morris as Andy. Audio described by Jack Seater.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got troubles,
and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
Bigger and stronger too.
me and you, boy.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.